Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and on this series of broadcasts, I want to talk about some of the awesome people that my husband and I have been privileged to meet over the years. Our ministry, Trucking for Jesus, is now in its 40th year. My husband went home to be with the Lord 4 years ago, 2011, and I'm still carrying on for Jesus, still holding on. And looking forward to the time that my husband and I will be reunited. The circle will not be unbroken. Oh, God is so faithful. What a blessed hope we have that Jesus, we can live with him throughout eternity. And we will see our loved ones again if they were born again, and so are we. God bless you today. I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all the ones on the sound of my voice. Ask that you touch them and bless them, help them, strengthen them. If it's one that's not saved, oh God the Father, let them know that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. They must be born again. They must receive Jesus. Give them revelation, knowledge of that, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, it says, "In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." When I think of that scripture, I always go back to a friend of mine who lives in Lakewood, California. Her name is Sister Lorraine. And, oh, she's been a long-time friend of ours. Oh, such precious lady. And what I admire about Lorraine is her awesome, unwavering faith. Many years ago, her husband, we met her through her husband. He was a truck driver. We met him in a truck stop. And over the course of years, he left Lorraine and run off with another woman, broke her heart, devastated her. It was a hard, hard time for Lorraine. But Lorraine hung on to this verse. She hung on that God would save her husband's soul and bring him home and restore their marriage. And people laughed at her and actually mocked her for thinking that or even believing that or even wanting him back. But she believed God. And guess what? Over a period of time, God brought that man back home, gloriously saved his soul, and their latter years together was better than their first years. Let me tell you, when I think of Lorraine, I think of somebody that would not waver their faith, that held on to their faith in God. That is something you just don't see today a whole lot. People waver up and down. One day they're up, one day they're down, one day they believe God, next day they're talking in doubt. Amos 3:3 says, "How can two walk together except you agree?" When you believe God's word, you can't doubt. I saw a sign in a church in Illinois that says you can doubt and pout and do without, or you can believe and receive. And that's the message that's coming across today. Some of you have asked God for things, but you turn right around and you start talking doubt, you start wavering. But be like my sister Lorraine. She did not waver in faith, and even like myself, as we get on up in some years, still carrying on for Jesus. She's still traveling, still speaking, still holding conferences. She's a mighty woman of God. That's what I call her a lot of times when I write her. I said, "How you doing, mighty woman of God?" Because Lorraine is and was and has been, and I know will be, till the Lord calls her home, a mighty woman of God, because she has unwavering faith. She knew that when you ask according to God's word, according to God's will, and it was God's will that he save her husband. It was God's will that her life be restored, and she got that. She didn't back off of it, and she forgave. She walked in love. And she believed God. She kept her eyes on God. You see, her foundation was not on her husband, was not on the friends, was not on things. It was on the word of God. And she was able to stand in a great time of testing and a great time of trial. And she learned. She learned how to lean. She learned how to stand. And she changed my life. And when I think about sometimes things getting hard or facing a need, I think about Lorraine. How she had unwavering faith. And one of the last letters she wrote me, she said, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And I want to tell you that same thing today. I don't care what you're going through, child. God will help you through it. Don't waver. Stand firm. Even in the midst of the storm, be like Paul when he came on that ship and he said, "I believe God." And you know what? The end of that storm, they were all safe. They came through it just fine. And so will you. God bless you.